As Krista mentioned before, I was involved in the jury meeting for Ars Electronica and jury meeting here, and we are there. So many people, international people, are collaborating with together, and really nice to see the huge human network in the world. Someone put this material on the website, and it's showing a kind of human network of media art that is so huge, and we can focus on the Japanese side. My experience is so small, but anyway, this is the Japanese part. A lot of relation between ICC and Iyamasu and Ars Electronica Center, and I myself, I'm very happy to be involved. And today, I'd like to consider about what is the next stage of media art with together with you. So please suggest some possibility afterwards, if it is possible. So, a brief introduction, the situation of the interest from all over the world to the Japanese media art. For the first one, in Setka M, I remember that their next decade project started a kind of post-communist period, including the exposition in Osaka, a big world exposition which included a lot of media art pieces of our teachers' generation. And on the other hand, maybe you remember this exhibition in Graz. It is a kind of contemporary art exhibition including media art piece from Japan, Chikaku. The title is Chikaku. This is Japanese term which means of perception. So the people in Europe are really interested in Japanese piece, I think. And this is the contents of that exhibition. There are a lot of media art piece like this one and Yoko Ono's. This kind of contemporary art piece. So now it is the situation with together to combine the many, many diversity with together in Japanese media art field. On the other hand, in London, we have this project which entitled Cold War Expo 1945-75, which focused on a kind of exposition including media art piece like Osaka exposition in 1970s. The Victoria and Albert Museum are going to have a project of that exhibition, world tour exhibition, especially focused on the activity in the media art of the world exposition. On the other hand, in Getty Institute in Los Angeles, I visited there as a invited scholar last year. They have very nice exhibition which has the title Art, Anti-Art, and Non-Art. This is the post-war Japan exhibition. It is very important to see the origin of the media art of Japan. There are three very important exhibitions. One is Reconstructions in the Museum of Modern Art, Oxford. The other is the Centre Pompidou's exhibition, which title is Japan Avant-Garde. And the last one is the Japanese Art after 1945, the Guggenheim and San Francisco, and also touring in Yokohama. And each exhibition are showing those kind of avant-garde movement after post-war Japan. And there are a lot of experimental art group, including Gutai Art Association, which is very famous as they have a lot of English translation as pieces and articles in art aesthetic and art history. But on the other hand, we have other more earlier example, which name is Experimental Workshop. That is very important because it will start in 1941, very earlier. Except the other movement, they have very special media artists. For example, Kazuhiro Yamaguchi and Seiji Otsuji as a photographer and media artist. They are the teacher of our generation. And they also have made this kind of t-shirts, and we like to purchase it. It's showing the name of Jikken Kobo, Experimental Workshop's name on the face. On the other hand, and Documenta in Kassel, they are a very nice piece made by Atsuko Tanaka, the member of Gutai. And this kind of media art is the origin. We recognize it as the origin of our media art in Japan. And the situation in Japan itself is Japan Media Arts Festival. They have 10th anniversary exhibition in the new museum, new National Museum. It established last January, last year. The title of the grand opening exhibition is The Power of Expression. And I curated the part of this grand opening exhibition, which shows the origin of our media art activity. Actually started in very ancient period, like Edo period, and they have a lot of possibility using a kind of dissolving view as a magic lantern show, and some figure, like a shrine, a statue in the shrine, and some robot. Can you see the dragon? It's very movable, very nice figure, and that's the origin. And manga, we have origin of manga, like scrolling images on the paper, as you know. And on the other hand, I curated the future part like this. Maybe you know very well about this part. There are a lot of contemporary art artists like this, including the awarded artists here in Linz as Ars Electronica. And this is one example of the piece by Kazuhiro Yamaguchi, teacher of Toshio Iwai, Meiwa Denki, Ryota Kuwakubo, John Maeda, and also me. He's teaching at the Tsukuba University. He made this kind of original 3D lenticular picture-like piece in early 50s. Now he is awarded as a pioneer of media art, and this is the situation of Media Art Festival Japan. And his statue installation are located also in Asian country as a dragon, media arts dragon like this, at the Taipei, Mocha Taipei Museum. And there are another example of the earlier exhibition, which title is Fluorescent Chrysanthemum. Maybe this is very famous for the art historian because it was organized for ICA London in early 1968 and 1969. It include a lot of over 40 media artists, so-called media artists, including graphic artists and designer and sculptor and poet as a very early example in Japan. It's only happened in London, so I'd like to make a kind of reproduction of this document. On the other hand, this is a very famous exhibition curated by Yasha Leihart, English women curator who is a pioneer. And last year or the year before last year, she had a lecture at Ars Electronica and Computer Technique from Japan. The student group, very young student group at the time, participated to this exhibition, and they had very important word. This is their piece as a student, a kind of calculated, generated images from pop art like Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. This is another example of their piece. They're using a kind of technology in between, like a morphing technology. Also in 1968. And this is the material for preparing that famous exhibition. Those material are in Japan, all in Japan. So again, I'd like to make a reproduction of this exhibition to show the possibility in the earlier period. And this is another documents for their installation of XY plotter work, automatic painting machine, which happened in 1968. We can enter into this space and lay, extra red lay, how can I say, it can detect the movement of our figure. And as soon as we enter into this space, the XY plotter on the wall can make automatic painting. This is also done by Computer Technique Group student, very young one, around 23 or 22 years old student at the time. And now they are very established computer graphics artist in Japan and also the teacher of our generation. On the other hand, this is Osaka exhibition. I was very young, and I visited there to see.
This is you.
Yeah. It was very fun for me to visit there. And very surprising. So I remember so rare about a big happening by Fujiko Nakaya using this kind of fog machine at Pepsi Pavilion. And there are a big homage to that exposition by Takashi Murakami, contemporary artist from Japan. The title is Superflat Trilogy. There are three famous exhibitions curated by him from 2000. He himself and the art aesthetic critic Noi Sawaragi put very good Japanese keyword for the contemporary art. Maybe you can read it. Anime, Bishoujo means pretty girl, and dame is very bad. And otherwise, yuru kyara, ukiyo-e, otaku, shoujo, moe, a cherished affection, especially focus on the keyword of Japanese characteristic images. So this kind of strategy is very necessary for the media art in Japan. There's no one can do that for the media art in Japan. Also,
sorry, mm-hmm. I didn't understand these keywords. Mm-hmm. What did Murakami do with the keywords?
He put those keywords in his book, curated by him on the exhibition book. He recognized those kind of terms as a symbol of the diversity of the Japanese cultural situation after World War II. So it's including a kind of anime, manga, comic images, but on the other hand, they neglect a kind of media art using computer or electronicity or something, so it's great pity for me. So we have to do that. And we also have this kind of contents, as you know, on 50s we have Astro Boy, and 79 we have Gundam, 82 we have Akira, and Hayao Miyazaki's anime. For 95 we have Evangelion, and very nice piece from Fujihata and Toshio Iwai. And this year is maybe a Japan attack year to the Ars Electronica. And on the other hand, 96 we have Pocket Monster, also graduated from Tsukuba University, and Tamagotchi. And there are a lot of diversity of Japanese media art like this. Maybe some of you know very well about those pieces. And on the other hand, the term of media art in the singular form means a field of fine art, of media art field. And if we will use the plural form of media arts, suddenly it turns its meaning into it's including entertainment, meaning of games, comics, and manga, and animation, and illustration, and so. This is the exhibition overview, which title is Human and the Robot, which happened in Paris in 2003. There are very nice assemblage of the overview of media art regarding robotics. They have a nice catalog also. And on the other hand, the media artist in Japan like Toshio Iwai is using a kind of a basic phenomena of our eyes and our perception, also in the same in 1985 and also in 2005. They are like 20 years, but he uses that kind of a basic theory. It is a typical characteristic element like this. On the other hand, quick overview for the background of media arts in Japan. The Japanese government has a big festival, which title is Japan Media Arts Festival, and it happens each year in our museum, my former place, the Museum of Photography. And the last several years, they have great success with us, which has over 76,000 people in 10 days. This is amazing. We have very dangerous situation in our small exhibition room. This is Shinjuku Station, and glass shows a kind of increasing numbers of the visitors for that festival. Also this one shows as well. And this is my battlefield, Tokyo Metropolitan Museum of Photography. Now I moved to another museum, and this is the historical moment when we got over 10,000 of people in a day. Usually, Tokyo City government recognize and judge the quality of the exhibition, not by the art critics, but also the number of the visitors. I think it's great pity. And also, this is one example of the Center for Media Art, which are related to. It opened in 1990 and fully opened in 1995. And that is why I visited Krista and Roland, and I asked them to have their permanent, very nice piece transplant for the permanent collection for each time. We have permanent collection over 80,000 items of photography and 4,000 pieces for visual devices, and their pieces are included to this part. It consists by the optical toys and installations. And we have five thematic circle exhibition series. The first one is imagination, including illusion and magic shadows. And the second theme is animated images to make the still images to moving and catch the images. It's throughout. And the third one is the 3D and virtual reality theme, the depth of our perception. The catalog Krista introduced is related to this theme. The fourth theme is magnified view from the nanospace to the satellite. The last theme is time and place remembered, a kind of camera fixed observation or something to remember the certain time and place. And also we have workshop rooms for video, computer, and computer graphics and holography. That is only one example in Japan to have a holography studio in the public museum. And this is the overview of our images and technology gallery. But now I move to another museum of contemporary art. They changed this one into the photography exhibition room. So we have to make start again. And this is the diversity of our permanent collection. Actually, I visited a permanent collector, Bernard Neges, German collector, filmmaker, and we purchased a lot of pieces from him. The rest of his collection, Paul Getty purchased it, more expensive budget. This is the document for showing a budget and the number of the visitors. At first, in 1996, our museum spent a lot of money for less numbers of the visitors. It count 70,000 visitors in a year at first, and then the budget was cutting less and less, and the number of the visitors increasing more and more. This is a turning point around 2000. Finally, we got over 43,000 visitors in a year. What is the reason we changed the situation, such kind of dramatically change? We got Media Arts Festival on 2000. What is the reason I invited to Media Arts Festival in our museum?
They must be very happy that you helped them to increase the number of visitors.
Yes, we have to persuade the people from the government by the number of the visitors. So anyway, we won that kind of a lizard. And this is the average, graph for the average of each exhibition visitors number. And the red one is the media art exhibition. And the yellow one is the other areas exhibition, like photography. We have so many exhibitions in a year. There are over 35 or something. We are so tired. But for the average, please look over for the average. The red one is more bigger than the other field. And at the same time, I did a questionnaire for the all museums of science and art in Japan, and asking, did you already have any media art exhibition, and are you interested in? The all art museum and the science museum answered, even they didn't have their own exhibition of media art, they are really interested in to have. So, what is the important point or the problem, do you think, for the media art venue? Art museums and science museums answer that the human resources are to experience, as the experienced people are very necessary. And the second one is the problem of the budget. They recognize the media arts exhibition very expensive, but we can do it in contrivance with getting support or something, so we can solve the problem, I think. But the third one is the criteria. The other elements are upcoming for the difficulty to have the media arts exhibition in the public museum. But anyway, we are trying very hard from earlier period to showing that kind of exhibition of media art. This is one example, an universe on storyboard, which showing the process of film making and game making and music video making. Like this, we can make stop motion animation in the exhibition room. We can show it for the visitors as a live event. And on the other hand, there are no opportunity to show the awarded work in upload. A lot of Japanese young students and young people are awarded in upload, like in Ars Electronica and SIGGRAPH and Venezia Biennale, but there's no place inside Japan to show their activities. So that is the reason we started the global media series to introduce the activity in the upload like this. It happened in 2002. It happened also in 2003, including Mewa Denki. This year they awarded in Ars Electronica. At the same time, we'd like to show the pioneering work as an archive, like Yoichiro Kawaguchi's gloss model in early 80s. And on the other hand, we have great success by this exhibition featuring Venetian Architecture Biennale project, its title is Otaku. We featured a kind of reproduction of Akihabara situation in Tokyo. We are showing a kind of assemblage, a lot of figure, very small model in this way. And a lot of people visited here, over 9,000 in a day, to see which is the new Japanese standard theme, like Wabi, Sabi, and Moe. Moe is a bit different, very difficult feeling to explain, but it's a kind of a cherished affection to love someone very young, not growing up. In Akihabara, very, very high-tech town in Tokyo, they're serving a kind of Moe element. A lot of people visited here. On the other hand, the situation of the Japanese student work in Ars Electronica, they started the new section, as you know, as the next idea. And actually, the first year they started the next idea category, there are three works from Japan. All top three are Japanese student. The top one is this piece from Iyamasu. The second one is the University of Tokyo, which you can see in this September. And the last one is from Waseda University. They are my student, and they are showing a kind of ironical project using only the mouse to control the integrated kitchen project. And also they did a small performance at gala party, gala ceremony at Bruckner House, using a kind of maid costume. And actually, also, I'm sorry, it is in Japanese. That circle is Japan. We got a lot of awarded work from Ars Electronica, and the color, white color, is interactive art. So especially we are focusing on the interactive art rather than other field, other section.
Sorry, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. This is Austria. This is Austria.
Ah, okay.
Australia. This is Austria. This is Italy. This is America. This is computer animation. This is digital music. And web, maybe net vision and interactive art.
So in interactive art, who has the highest percentage of winning works? Seems America, no? 46%?
Canada.
Canada.
I don't know why, but
very interesting.
They have the document on the website, and one of my students make this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is again the graph for the winners.
This is USA and Japan, and this is Austria, and other Asian countries. So Japan and Austria are almost the same in terms
maybe
different. With the U19 France for sure.
Yes, yes.
Gives Austria.
So we didn't include U19.
Yeah.
You included it.
Yeah.
Not.
Did not include. We should show this graph to the politicians.
Yes,
you know, like
yes,
we are as strong as Japan. More money must go to media.
Yeah, that is a good example.
Please give us those data.
Okay, also translate it if you can use it for persuasion. Okay, so this is next. Idea for the next generation of media artists in Japan, organized by ICC Intercommunication Center, at a very important museum, private museum in Japan. And I was invited as a guest curator, and I put those kind of Japanese piece. You can see this piece. This person is working as a teacher now, and you can meet him at the campus exhibition. This is a kind of water bubble display. We can control the text or the images on the water bubble display. Very nice one, very huge.
What is the name of the artist?
Taro Suzuki.
Because I think that the next idea, there was a few years ago, somebody also trying to do something similar.
This bubbles. Is in 2004, and this piece comes from our area.
Mm-hmm.
And this system, the Japanese broadcasting TV company hired this one for the backdrop of the TV program when he was a student.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is teaching at the University of Tokyo as our colleague mm-hmm. and assistant teacher, TA. So this is another attempt for the student. Sometimes I am trying to put together different fields like space and space technology and media art and literature and media art with together to find out some new possibility. And this for this moment, I tried to find out a kind of visualization of the last frontier of our inner body and the deep sea and the space. The title is Mission Frontier. It's co-organized by the National Museum of Science in Odaiba. It is a very important place for the media art also. And we are showing a kind of art and science, mixture of art and science by various artists. And there happened a kind of movement from a girl student from Tsukuba University, which title of the project is Zero Gravity. And recently, Japanese NASA, JAXA, started the grant program for the student. I think very curious. And as one of the space art curator, I myself started to bid project with the space technology to find out other new possibility with the student. They started the student grant program to use circumstances of zero gravity field for the International Space Station, Japanese Space Station, which opened the door on last March. And there are a lot of attempts from the student side to how they can use the zero gravity field for the art project. This is a kind of tea ceremony by the student. This is available the computer project for the zero gravity field, like a balloon cloth. And this is pillow for their kind of mental health. And this is a light equipment in the zero gravity field. On the other hand, this is a bus stop. So in the zero gravity field, we have the liquid teardrops. And so it is easy to put the water in this kind of constructions as a bus stop. I think it's very unique. And other example from the contest in Japan for the student. This is international contest, so you also can apply this contest by the Media Arts Festival Japan also. Also, we are collaborating now for the campus exhibition as a part of our University of Tokyo's exhibition. We will invite the video showing of this project like this at the theater inside of campus exhibition. There are a lot of history of this contest, and I myself was involved as a jury member of this contest. And actually, there are a lot of talented students who won the award also in this year, the distinction or something from this contest. There are really professional work, but they are the student. And those animation works come from the year 14, the very young teenager, like U19 area of this country. And they did a kind of this stuffs, Japanese animation, very, very professionally. And finally, I'm thinking about the next possibility of our media art in Japan. There are three possible elements to do the next stage of the Japanese media art. The first one is making IT product as a multiple artwork, like Ryota Kuwakubo's piece and Toshio Iwai's piece as a game or the game application or the very sophisticated art piece, very nicely designed object. And the second one is creating educational materials. As from 2002, the Japanese government started their compulsory program as a media art educational program for the primary school and junior high school and high school. And there are a lot of media art courses in the university and the postgraduate school of the university right now, but there is no career path in the past, so we have to create educational careers more and more. And the last one is the digital public art. Some artists are also already working on this project like other country, but especially in Japan, this area is very potential, I think. This is an example for the showroom of Bloomberg, which name is Bloomberg Ice at the Tokyo Railway Station, down by Toshio Iwai. It reacts a kind of digital public art. We can see it even at the midnight from the outside of the tall Marunouchi building, very huge building on the ground floor. We can enjoy that space even in the midnight as a digital public art.
How does it work tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Do people walk on this light floor?
And touch the wall. Usually they are showing a kind of stock option, how can I say, the stock.
Some graphs?
Yeah, graphs of the place. And then quickly they are turning into very graphical images and the interactive art game. There are three or four kind of interactive game with sound we can play. And then gradually it changes into, return into the stock option prices, scrolling like a Barbara Kruger or Jenny Holzer's piece. This is another example for the IT product. This is Tenorium, the project with Yamaha and Toshio Iwai. They have a world tour right now. An electroplankton or Nintendo DS. This is the platform of the media art piece from Japan as a music CD for musicians. This is 10th anniversary exhibition which I curated for the Museum of Photography, and it is also touring to Paris, like this. And this is a former project which I made by the novelist, a kind of collaboration between Japanese literature and media art. And in France, the French people, European people featured that kind of IT product instead of our main image of this kind of contemporary artwork, because they recognize the characteristic element of the Japanese media art, like this. Ryota Kuwakubo's video bar and the electroplankton of Toshio Iwai. On the other hand, I myself developed this kind of educational material for the student, and we can use it for the child workshop. like this, and it's selling at the museum shops. And also for the matured person, I did this kind of project for a kind of a series of magic lantern and the kaleidoscope and the theremin or something. I wrote a lot of text of the history, and the bookseller publisher make this kind of figure, which can made. And also this is a scalable material by the Virtual Reality Project, top-down printing company, exploring the inside of our body at the same time at the planet and the space as the educational program. And this is archiving program by CAD Center Japan, like kind of dot, the 3D scanner. And last exhibition which I made, there are a lot of design pieces by student. This stool react by the pressure sensor. When the people sit on it, it turns the light gradually, a very beautiful object. This piece featured at the design project, design festival in Milano Salone, like this. The other example by the Japanese student. Also, this is a public art example by Toshio Iwai. I think it's very important to have this kind of feedback. This is the student project. How can we make a feedback from the visitors to the organizers, exhibition organizers? This is automatic wireless questionnaire system. We are using a normal paper questionnaire after the visitor visit the exhibition. And if we put a check on the paper, wireless pen made quickly the data on the display at the same time, and we can see it almost totally the same way on the paper and the display. And then this system can calculate automatically as a graph of the numbers of the opinion. And we can put in the entrance of exhibition, like this. And on the other hand, this is also developed by the student, one of the students. We can use the Google Earth system for the opinion, gathering the opinion as a questionnaire. And the visitors can make a photo on the map of the exhibition room and send some, like the email of the opinion of the exhibition, and send it by the address of their own. And this system making a kind of mapping on the Google Earth, and the result we can see this kind of visualization. So it's easy to persuade, making some persuasion for the government people. A lot of people are visiting from all over Japan, and they love this exhibition very much. I think it's very effective. This is also the student project supported by NTT Commonware and other teachers. Can you see the Mount Fuji over there? And also later I can show this student project reacting by the images. We are using a kind of historical devices of Theodor Engelbrecht. It is the peep show system of the 3D perception. And we can upload our own images as a digital photo. And we can put a kind of layers in it. And we can enter into that images as a kind of perspective illusion. Later, we can show it a real one. And it's very important to have a relationship between the museum curator and educator. I think those 10 area is very important to connect it, to be connected to the media art field as the next stage of the Japanese media art. And it should be we have to have a kind of venue for art and science rabble like yours here in Linz. So this is the beginning of our collaboration. Nowadays, we are showing a kind of result of our research, in the University of Tokyo as an art exhibition like this, Ubiquitous Media. There are no articles in the main three universities in Japan. One is the University of Tokyo, our university. The other is Keio University and Waseda University. There are three main universities in Tokyo, but each one has no art course. So they have to learn about your activity to show the kind of result of their research like this. This is Professor Kawaguchi's media art performance based on the same performance on the exhibition in Osaka in 1970, a kind of traditional dance with control by the body and computer graphics like this. And they are trying to have the screen move itself moved as an emotional element. It reacts as a robot screen, and like projects like this. This is the typical images of Kawaguchi. On the other hand, On Kitagawara, the architect, has a project of a sound camera. We can detect the position of the sound like this. This is the lecture by Bernard Stiegler and Friedrich Kittler, which happened in the University of Tokyo last year. We make a video document and the animation of the position of the sound are moving. It depends on the position of the sound. It's ongoing, so some artists, student artists, can put their own images of animation instead of this circle. This is sound project. This is another project for Iamasu. So the student and the teacher can collaborate with this style to show their own result of the media art research.
This was done
by Keiko Kimoto as a Milano Salone piece at Toyota Pavilion, projected on the fiber. Fiber material.
Fiber.
And this is based on the theoretical material, mathematical theory, the chaos theory. If we put element of time, it turns into animation. On the other hand, if we cut the layers like this, we can see how work as still images on the wall like this. And this is another attempt to put together different elements like literature and media art with together. There are six groups of the collaboration between Japanese novelist and the media artist. Using magnetic fluid reacted by the novelist reading her own text. On the other hand, the shadow play images are coming into the original text by the novelist. And this place, you can see this piece in the September. We can read the poem, Japanese traditional poem, on our palm, and we can share it as an animation. And when we drop into this text on the table, it turns into animation, which shows the original meaning of the each letter, each Chinese letter. And there are very nice projects like this by the student. This novelist is unknown, the secret novelist, but very, very popular. And these systems of type trace, kinetic keyboard, can show the process of this novelist are typing very, very precisely. No one here in the exhibition room, but we can see the process he or she making a typing to write a novel. So when he or she are considering, as long as he or she are considering how to write, the size of the text growing bigger and bigger. So we can see the correct process of the typing and the considering of his or she's her own. Yes. On the other hand, there are a lot of contemporary art element invading to the media art piece. This is my current space for the MOT. There are very huge figure as an architect piece. And this is another example of our current exhibition. This is St. Chalayan's LED dress as wearable computing. like this. Some Japanese artists did a more earlier period, this kind of attempt, like this and this. So we have to make it more aesthetical theory for established our area of media art in Japan. Also, there are growing a lot of new conferences based on Asia. One of that is AsiaGraph. It will open gate until next June. So I'm in charge of digital gallery, so you can apply some art piece in this AsiaGraph project for each year.
It's not only for Asian people. Everybody can.
Yes, this is international. Also, this is international project, the new project by SEN Siglaf. They started their Asian part, happened in winter. The first one in Singapore, and I'm in charge of art gallery and emerging technologies. It's not specially focused on the Asian people. This is also the international conference, the same as Siglaf. And it's open until 20th of June, so you can apply the art paper and art installation and emerging technologies. There are a lot of students who would like to submit their work from Japan, so maybe if it is possible to have your piece apply this one, we are so happy to show our concept of synthesis to be integrated images of art and technology. So finally, I'd like to introduce a bit information about Campus 08 exhibition. We are now considering about the title as Hybrid Ego because there were no art pieces, as I mentioned before. In the University of Tokyo, there's no art course at all. Also, the other main university in Tokyo. So they would like to start make some collaboration between engineering technological course and the art course like yours. This is the student, these are the student project. It is divided by the level, and the first one is kind of simulation of the wind. It reacts by the position of the our body, and it is precisely scientific visualization on the screen. The other one, upper side, is making a bubble as a kind of instrument. We will show it in outside of the gate of campus building. It is sound piece. And the bottom one is a humanoid style robot. It is precisely reacting by the gestures of the traditional dancers, and they can dance the Japanese original dance.
So you will bring this big robot to you?
For this one, it's only a document, but on the other hand, we will prepare a very smaller one, not this human size. Mm-hmm. It is so heavy and expensive. It depends on the budget. And the left one is a kind of a dissolving view. We are planning to show it on the double image on the fountain on the outside. It is showing a kind of document, the current situation and the former situation as an archive. We can make it walk through as a double images and walk in into the virtual walk through images of the historical place in Kyoto, around Kyoto. So it is very, very site-specific project, but anyway, we can introduce an effect of this project by the student. Again, this is a kind of humanoid robot project. There are one or two. And this project, they would like to show the electronicity, the visualization from the body, each other. It's not completed. This is haptic LiDAR. We can detect some feeling on the back of our head when the other sensor are coming near into a kind of altered ego or something. At the same time, this artist planning to show himself in a box, a kind of illusion of powers of 10 like images.
He will really be in the box?
Yeah, we can see our own image in the box again and again, a kind of maze. This is original pattern making project. When we are making a kind of soft doll figure by the tablet or the mouse, this system automatically calculating how we are making the patterns to make the real doll automatically. This one and this one. So maybe we can make some balloon, huge balloons, and a soft doll automatically. And the bottom one is a kind of reacting, projecting images. It's very familiar to the Japanese media artist style. And on the other hand, this is a table piece which have a lot of holes, very small holes in the surface, and the light fiber. The light fiber on it as a sensor. When we touch on the surface, we can make a music, the composing by the light sensor on the table. This is girl student work. As it is so heavy, it's a bit difficult to bring it out. And there are a lot of variation using a kind of artificial muscle for the robot. And this one, this piece, when we throw the ball to this construction, on the other hand, visitors are wearing some kind of headset, and we can see some ball coming to us. It's a very dangerous situation as a virtual reality or mixed reality piece. This is very technical piece. Also, the upper one is a kind of camouflage system coming from the images of Ghost in the Shell movie by Mamoru Oshii. We can see the transparent figure. And the bottom one is a kind of a gravity sensing project. This is a bit famous by the student of the University of Tokyo. When we put some kind of panel on the table, very quickly the images come and we can share and make it move as a pretty animation. There are a lot of variation to usage of this technology. And this is another piece by him with his teacher. And this is the weight sensor piece which react by the visitor's movement on the wooden bleach. This is another the piece which we can control by the light on the table. On the other hand, this is a kind of fragrance project. If we put some dishes on the special place on the table, the smell comes differently. So now we have a tentative plan to put each other on the ground floor and the second floor and third floor. And we didn't recognize that as they have a very nice theater and other very small, smaller place, very comfortable place for make some exchange. So we are now having a kind of idea to collaborate with you using the small room with together in common to have some kind of exchange program which is growing during the exhibition period. For example, like a fixed camera observation like project, which is made by each student with together using the area nearby the theater space. Formerly, we didn't recognize they have such kind of nice place. So maybe now we are coming to having a kind of idea to collaborate with you, making some collaboration work with together, not only showing the piece from our side. Yes, so that's all. So the last moment, I'd like to show the LEAR installation, LEAR educational material as one idea. So this is so-called Tabel Engelbrecht project. We ourselves developed this software as educational material. And original images came from our permanent collection. And we can control this like this, and we can enter into these images like this, and there are kind of variation historical by the historical images like this as an educational material at first, and then we can use those systems for the visitors like this. This is typical landscape in Japan. When we make some digital photo, this is student work, we can make this kind of peep show box. And we can make the real craft work by these images. So also we can adapt this kind of illustrations as an element. Like this. And this is convenience store as a drugstore in Japan, typical Japanese images. And from one photo, we can make this kind of devices. And on the other hand, it is possible to make from six photos, making this layer. This is very, very abstract piece done by the student of University of Tokyo. He's a student of mathematical theory. Not the art course, but he himself can make this kind of abstract art.
Can I think you combine two of those images?
Combine
two of those images?
Or
can you insert something?
Insert their own. They cannot combine one by one, but it depends on the images we select. Last one is my favorite. This is Japanese ramen. We can dive into ramen. This is very unique as student work. So there are a lot of another example done by students. So this is one idea. So the idea like this we can do this together at the on-site space in the campus building. So please suggest some possibility for the upcoming exhibition located in September. Yeah. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you so much for that.
I have a question. When you were showing how you make the interdisciplinary, for example, like literature and media, and science and media, so that's it's been happening every different discipline, but can you go into a little more detail?
Mm-hmm.
For example, how are you going to put together literature and media?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of outcome you're expecting, and how are you going to embed literature? And
So for the media art and literature, I found that they are very different, not connected each other, but they are doing a kind of very similar attempt to be visualized by the images. So that is reason for the literature field. I tried to make it together. On the other hand, for the other field like space art, I found it very interesting to make a kind of a manifest for the new movement of the art field, because at the very beginning of the 20th century, there happened a lot of art movement, and each one has some kind of manifest, but for the new art or the space art at the beginning of the 21st century, they never have some kind of manifest. So that is the reason why I tried to make into mixed and find out some manifest.
My understanding was the other way around, because the contemporary art, it doesn't matter if it's media art or sculpture piece or installation, the artist has to put intellectually the concept in there.
Yes.
So when you're saying literature and media together, I felt that literature gives them intellectual side of concept development.
So I haven't had my conclusion yet. It's ongoing project for each. So that is the reason I found it very exciting. So I cannot foresee which kind of research will upcoming, but anyway, I will start my new project for each field. So I think to find out how it react by the computer-driven, tool-driven art, like device art movement from Japan. On the other hand, more concept-driven art piece which coming from contemporary art field. So something happened in recent 5 years at the very beginning of 21st century. I'm finding very interesting. So I'm not have my conclusion yet, but anyway, I think it's very
interesting. Would you mind if I have one more question? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the last piece, the lemon piece. So the student used the developed program, they come up with the images. Mm-hmm. So how do they describe their own images? Why do they choose happen to be lemon images?
Mm-hmm. The last piece, last student recognized those images of himself as very daily life images. He'd like to put the daily life images very high aesthetical tours, like historical device, like Theodor Engelbrecht, because usually we are talking about very high art piece. So something somehow he felt about kind of stress. Why that each teacher talking about only aesthetical meaning, but also they tried to put their own images but of daily life into the high art piece. Also in the space art, for the space art, the zero gravity field isn't real idea circumstances like 2001 Space Odyssey movie, but also it becomes to our daily life, so very near, familiar to our life. So that is the reason he put Laman images into that kind of material. Okay?
I have one question. Mm-hmm. And, about the future of media art, and you've been talking about three places where to exhibit the mm-hmm. works. So the one is the shop, the second is the museum, mm-hmm. and the third one is public art.
Public space.
Public art space. Mm-hmm. And I think that this vision is inconceivable for Western art market, mm-hmm. especially for American creators. Uh-huh. And I would like to know how this process is possible in Japan for an artist to work in three different or more areas mm-hmm. and to be exhibited maybe at the same time in a mm-hmm. shop or in a museum. This is great for me. I mean,
sometimes sometimes we have a kind of a difficulty how we can sell the pieces of ID product or make a promotion for each media artist to connect the corporations and artists itself. That is one big problem. But there are some good opportunity to have them making making them meet together, like the place at the Media Arts Festival Japan, some kind of a conference to unite each other. So that is only way to find out how they connect. So that is our problem, I think. So we have to figure out how we can do that, not only make a compulsory program from the primary school until the postgraduate school, but we have to find out how we can make some career path afterwards. So sometimes the market people from contemporary art, this make it have a kind of despise on the media art. They cannot respect the media art because of their work, their art are selling very high price. But on the other hand, media art piece spend a lot of money, they recognize. But our field have a lot of industry possibility, as you know, as a game platform or something. So no one can say which is better or not, I think. But that is the problem. So, thank you.
But going back to Mauro's questions, this means that the art, since now you work in an art museum, mm-hmm. they disrespect media art because it has this commercial application mm-hmm. possibility. And
yes. Mm-hmm. Some organizers can have an understanding, better understanding for the new field. So anyway, we can do it. In the past 10 years, we have a kind of permanent collection and a public museum for the media art anyway. So now we have to start in the another context in the contemporary art museum. So they are not recognized our field area yet. But anyway, they have a kind of interest. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a possibility and a potential field we can start.
Yeah, because in a way it's like a pop art, mm-hmm. but in a very effective way, because new media artists can sold the same artwork, mm-hmm. like a mass project,
yes.
at the same time be exhibited mm-hmm. in a museum. Mm-hmm. So this actually it's kind of paradox for the art theory, but now it is possible.
Mm-hmm. So that's all. I really agree with you.
I have one more question. The title of the exhibition will most probably be Hybrid Ego.
Not yet. Yes. So I asked another possibility to give it, because we don't care about impression and how if it is used in the past or not. So, mm-hmm. no, tentative. We can change.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a big challenge for us to survive next to the fantastic exhibit that you will show, because we will make a small show of student works as well. So I hope you are all stressed now.
No, not stressed. Let us have something new with together. So this very beginning, our show not should be so rushed because of the budget. So this is only
a plan. But it's good. It's like now we can sort of, have a good goal to compete.
Okay, so not compete. Something, doing something with together. Mm-hmm. And as we have no internet-connected work, so that is one idea to have some project with together on the internet. Mm-hmm. Mm. On the other hand, we can use some cafe-like area in the small room mm-hmm. in the campus building. So that is another idea, to have some presentation day for each other's mm-hmm. school in the same place. This is another idea. Mm-hmm. If they have some kind of tag technology as a guide for the exhibition mm-hmm. room, it is one idea to use it in common, the mm-hmm. two mm-hmm. spaces. So various ways are mm-hmm. open. So let us have some.
We have some students who are going to already submitted, because we are not yet at that stage where you are. We are now still collecting mm-hmm. the different projects, but maybe this is now a good opportunity for those students who have already submitted works to come back to the offer that Tomoe made, like to participate to some extent in their exhibition, may it be the Engelbrecht project or even some other projects. So I think you're free to brainstorm now, and because Tomoe is only here now, and I think it's a great opportunity if you have just right off your head some good ideas.
Thank you.
Bitte schon sozusagen Projektideen, die wirklich Tomoe, weil sie nur jetzt da ist, sozusagen gleich mal mit auf den Weg gehen könnte. Natürlich können wir auch später weiter diskutieren. Aber es ist jetzt eine Gelegenheit, wenn jemand sagt, ja, bitte, ich denke, mein Projekt interessiert mich wohl.
How you deal with the the registration.
I know that you all have your own projects, more or less. So we will anyway have a meeting tomorrow,
software
and we will have the Schirmacher meeting. So we will be so in continuation. But if you see some connections,
we have some kind of collect document, the spatial plan and the programming itself, so hold the plan at all. So this is sometimes it does work, but sometimes it works. So anyway, we are gathering all materials regarding the art piece which are included in our permanent collection. This is only one thing we can do currently, right now.
Okay, and you change the permanent exhibition in how much time after the time?
There are two thematic exhibition in a year, and there are five themes each, cyclic.
Okay. And do you have some paper with this the contents you showed today?
Paper.
Some written paper or something? Or if you could send me the PDF mm-hmm. of your presentation, because there's some graphics and some other material I could analyze to my research.
Okay. So I will send it if it is possible to provide that, because they have some light for the artist piece, so if it's possible I can send it to Krista, your teacher, so please ask them about
But there's some of this content is available in your site, website.
I have no special website.
No, no.
It's only my project. But
this is very interesting. And also,
you can reach this also from the website of Ars Electronica or something. This is PowerPoint content on the website. I cannot, I'm not sure who did it, but anyway. It's available.
Yeah.
I myself have downloaded this one from the website
of
last project.
And the other one that you showed. This one.
This one.
This you create or you took from another?
I must have created.
What?
I must have made it.
Oh yeah. So only this should you could you send this map of?
Okay, it's available from the website from Paul Getty Museum of this exhibition, anti-art. They have another description, more longer than created. They have the description for each movement.
So in English?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
This is English in America exhibition.
Okay.
In America, so you can visit the website of this exhibition. Not only from the website, you can purchase kind of catalog. Very nice catalog selling at Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's better for you to get whole documents which have the description in detail for each movement, Japanese movement like this.
Yeah.
It's very precise.
Okay.
A kind of easy visualization to show situation.
Okay.
But they have very nice description in English. Only on also on the website and in a book.
Yeah, it's art, no art, no art, anti-art, no art. That's it. To just keep in mind art. And, thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is Rasmier's piece.
This is?
This is Rasmier's exhibition.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You can visit the archive, page.
Archive. How
document. Document in the last time. I mean.
Thank you.
One question? Do we have specific questions maybe for tomorrow?